Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome into the clubhouse. It's actually a gorgeous day. A little sun, a little rain. The winds are still northerly, so it's, for us, just a little chilly. But I don't want to say. Yeah, okay, our low 52 degrees at Volcano this morning, where you could play around at 9:30. It should warm up by then. We kind of enjoy the cooler temperatures because it makes sleeping so wonderful. Joey Taddeo, the owner of Aloha Golf Center, he's going to start the show. Ron Cyrak, the senior writer, Golf Digest magazine, he's at the Founders Cup. We're going to get a bird's eye view from Ron Cyrak. It's his first event since undergoing heart surgery. Exciting. And also today, Hawaii Junior Day today, okay? A free and fun introductory golf experience for juniors of all ages. These are the courses that are participating. The Princeville Makai course, Puakea, Hawaii Prince, Ko'olau, Ko'olina, Olomana, Turtle Bay, Waiehu, Ka'anapali, Wailea, the Emerald and the Gold course, and Hilo Muni and Mauna Kea. And the kids get there at 8:30 to register. The clinics are 9 to 11 o'clock. And again, it's free with PGA professionals introducing children to the game. Children of all ages. So we're going to start with Joey Taddeo. We're going to get into club fitting. Yes, do you trust that, you know, you gave everything to the factory and they were sent to you with your personal specs, but are they true? We'll be back after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina Video Surveillance Company. Also buy Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And by Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount. Acura of Honolulu at 3251 North Nimitz Highway, just townside of Airport Hotel. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
Congratulations to Sean Liu winning the 2015 Hawaii State Amateur Stroke Play Tournament. Shot a final round 72, coasted to a six-stroke victory over his nearest competitor. Congratulations to Joey Taddeo. I am so happy. Aloha Golf Center. Welcome to the show, Joey.
Thanks a lot, Danielle.
I'm happy because first Joey started off with a store. It was a very nice store. It wasn't a very big store, but it was cozy. It was, and the guys were teaching, there were lessons, and it was just wonderful. And then Joey moved to a larger store because it needed to be larger, bigger. So now he's at 1286 Kalani Street on the second floor of the City Square Shopping Center. That's not far from Dillingham Boulevard, the DMV. When you make a left, go down to Kalani, make a right, or you can go, can you go right in, Joey, can you go right into the parking lot behind the DMV off Dillingham and just drive through the parking lot and get to your place?
You actually can make a right turn where 7-Eleven and the canal is,
yeah,
and that'll take you to the shopping center, yeah. So there's more than one way to access the shopping center.
Excellent. And you're offering lessons. TJ Kua is teaching?
TJ Kua is our in-house instructor. And if you guys weren't aware, TJ has some golf pedigree with David Ishii being his uncle. So he grew up around the game, and he's very, very knowledgeable with the golf swing.
And he's won a lot of tournaments, by the by.
He has quite a few tournaments under his belt.
Yes, yes. So now you're moving to a larger, you're in the moving, you're actually, you're in the moving the larger space. The reason I'm excited is you're opening up your next store in Las Vegas. When are you going to open your store in Vegas?
Well, we're finalizing all the details and, all the legal stuff, basically doing contracts and things like that. But hopefully we can start construction probably the first part of April, and we're crossing our fingers that we'll be open, for May, for when the weather's good over there.
This is awesome. Did you ever dream that you would have your store successful here, so successful that you could open up a store in Vegas?
Well, I certainly knew that there was a need for club fitting, as many of the local retailers here really don't emphasize that enough. I had no idea that we would be expanding to another state. We kind of looked at other locations on the island, but certainly Las Vegas, with as much golfing as there are, surprisingly, they don't really have a club fitting store, a little store like us that does everything and that does give personalized service. So, there was a need, and we felt everything aligned, as far as the stars aligning with our manager being up there. And so we took the plunge.
Who's going to manage the store in Vegas?
His name is Stacy Ammon. He's a PGA Class A golf professional. He's been in the business a long time, has held quite a few director of golf positions, and we're happy to have him on board with all his many years of experience.
I would love to be there for the opening. I just find it wonderful. Joey Tadeo, the owner of Aloha Golf Center, preparing to open up the store in Las Vegas sometime when the weather is perfect in Las Vegas, maybe early summer. Is that what you're shooting for?
Yeah, well, like during May time, when before it gets too hot, we'd like to, just start getting the word out, and Stacey's definitely going to start networking and trying to educate people and the golf community in general as to, the need for custom club fitting, among other things.
One of the questions that I just dropped on Twitter, and actually immediately got a response from Bill Cuevas, who's listening from Florida. I said, do you trust that your clubs are fitted properly when they've come from the manufacturer after you've given them your specs? Do you think they always come to you just the way you told them? Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say there's always manufacturing tolerances, and certainly when you mass produce and when you're adjusting lofts and lies for thousands and thousands of clubs, one or two or maybe more get through the cracks. So we like to measure every set that we sell that comes through our store, and it's maybe unfortunate that there are more clubs that are off spec than there should be, but again, that's why it's important to get your clubs checked regularly, especially when you're first pulling them out of the box.
How much does it cost to bring your bag down to your store to check all the clubs?
If you're checking your irons, it's as little as $5 to get a checked and adjusted. The misconception is people think club fitting is really, really expensive, and that's the other thing that we wanted to educate the average consumer. It's not expensive to do things like adjust your loft and lie angle, or just to get things checked to see if they're actually optimal for you, or if there's something better out there that might help your game.
Yeah, and the other question that came to mind when I was thinking about, the factory not setting them right, could the specs, so to speak, could the loft and lie change just in the course of my playing with the clubs over a period of time?
Lofts and lies definitely can change, especially under certain conditions. Like in Hawaii, we use a lot of mats, and mats definitely have a lot harder impact than hitting off grass. And if you're using a softer metal like a forged club, you definitely want to get those checked, you know, at least every 6 months. Our better players that compete, they come in maybe every 2 or 3 months. Sean Liu, you know, like you mentioned, that just won the state amateur. He's one of our regulars that definitely likes to get his clubs checked to see that they're on spec every so often.
This is Joey Tadeo. He's the owner of Aloha Golf Center at 1286 Kalani Street in the City Square Shopping Center. That's near on close to Dillingham Boulevard. You can, if you're going Ebbabound on Dillingham, you make a left and right by the DMV, and then you see the buildings in the back. He's on the second floor at 1286 Kalani Street, and he's club fitting, but also lessons. TJ Kua is there, and opening up a shop in Las Vegas. He hopes to have it open in May. Awesome. And what, you know, we started the EWGA Hawaii chapter almost 2 years ago. In September, it'll be 2 years old. So we always try to do things for women, and we also allow men to join. The only thing men can't do as an EWGA member is play in our annual tournament, and that's coming up. We're going to be playing our tournament at the Clipper Course. The first one was at Turtle Bay. Guys can then help as marshal or just help set up things. So the girls can come into the EWGA without a handicap. You don't need to know anything about golf. And our mission is to teach you how to be comfortable on a golf course. And one of the great things that Aloha Golf Center is doing, giving us the EWGA clinic tonight. Yes, it is tonight. It's Saturday. Yeah, on club fitting and on putting, some tips on putting. So I wanted to start off with putting, because I know at Aloha Golf Center that you have that camera that will actually show. I know we're not using it tonight because it's very, I imagine, gentle. You have to be very gentle with it. Tell us what, if I can come down and see what my club head does when I use my putter. How does that work?
We have a camera that can take over 1,000 frames per second. So basically, with that many frames per second, we can see what the putter is doing in terms of path, what your stroke looks like, how square it is. We can even see what the ball is doing in terms of how true the ball is rolling, how much skid it has. It certainly takes up a lot of space, and we need a lot of lighting for it, and you know that's why we're not really using it tonight with a huge crowd.
Right.
But it's one of the many tools that we use to assess whether or not your putter fits you or not.
How much does it cost for me to come down and use the camera to see how the ball's coming off the face of the putter?
Well, our standard fitting fees across the board run $50. We kind of give you an assessment first. So just because you feel like, you know, it might be something to do with your actual putter or your stroke or this or that, we like to always do a Q&A, take a look at your actual stroke, and then make a recommendation as to what we think would fit you in terms of which device we use. So it could be the camera, it could be as something as easy as a mirror to check your eye placement, which is what we're doing tonight with the ladies.
I'd like to talk about that. At one point, sometimes it's as simple as getting your grip changed. I think we forget. It, you know, when you start feeling like you're losing control, like it's slipping out of your hand, you don't want to have to hold onto it hard. Go get your grips changed. But we're going to talk about the correct eye placement in relationship to the putter after we take this break. We're talking with Joey Tadeo, the owner of Aloha Golf Center, 1286 Kalani Street. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we're talking with Joey Tadeo, owner of Aloha Golf Center on Kalani Street, and opening up in Las Vegas an Aloha Golf Center in May. We're talking right now about putters, and specifically club fitting and eye placement. Now tell us, how would you evaluate a person's eye placement when they're using the putter?
Well, it can be as simple as using a mirror to see where your eyes are. There's more than one way to determine proper eye placement. But basically what we're just trying to look for is to see if your eyes are over the center of your putter. It sounds like something that's really simple, and it's something that very few golfers get right. Usually as you become a better player, you're more aware of it, and it happens more frequently. But for beginners, a lot of times length is not correct, and that has a lot to do with your eye placement too. So, for example, if your eyes are too far inside your putter line, you're gonna have a tendency to pull your putts. And, you know, conversely, if it's too far outside, you tend to push your putts. So, you know, a lot of times people will come in and they say, something's wrong with my putter. It doesn't fit me. I need a new one. And so we educate the customer, and we do that simple test. And once we get their eyes on the correct line, they immediately start thinking more putts. Sometimes they come in thinking, you know, their putter's no good, and we make a few adjustments. Maybe we cut it down a little bit, or, you know, we change the lie angle to get their eyes in a better placement, and it's like the new putter. We've had a lot of calls, you know, where they make a simple adjustment, and it's relatively low cost, and you know, I get word that they shoot their best round, or they won all the money from their guys' gambling group. So it's for something that simple, it's very effective.
Excellent. Everybody on the tour has a TrackMan that they take it with them. There's a portable TrackMan, right? But hardly anybody on the recreational level, if you could afford it, would know what to do with it. But tonight for our EWGA clinic, in addition to the putter, we're going to be working with TrackMan. Now, what does TrackMan tell the instructor when he looks at the numbers?
Well, TrackMan is a 3D Doppler radar. So basically, you know, if you see the news and you see, you know, the Doppler tracking weather system, it's the same system that is used in TrackMan. So it can pick up your swing in a 3D environment in real time. If we were, if we were outdoors and we were hitting shots, the TrackMan could pick up a ball from when you hit it to when it hits the ground, you know, 200 plus yards down the range. So in terms of what it can do, what it can pick up, just about everything that you can imagine. It can pick up launch angle, ball speed, how fast you're swinging, which is kind of common things that people expect in club fitting, but it can also pick up more advanced things that we use for instruction, like your club's angle of attack, you know, how far into the ground you're hitting it or how far up you're hitting it, your path and your face angle, and even more advanced things like your spin loft, which basically is telling us how good of a compression you're getting on the ball. So, yeah, it's as detailed as you'd like to go.
Excellent. And we can come down if somebody's listening and they want to go and check out what the numbers say about the way they're hitting using TrackMan. Can they come in and make an appointment? How much does that cost?
They can certainly make an appointment. If it's for club fitting, it's just standard in the cost of the $50 fee.
Wow.
And yeah, if you make any equipment or shaft purchase, we credit that towards the purchase. So basically it's free with purchase.
Awesome. You're just back from the Japan Golf Fair. And now you're on your way to Taiwan this afternoon. I'm thinking, wow, globally, you are keeping yourself so involved in the whole industry, the new things that are coming along. R&D is always going on. How was the Japan Golf Fair?
It was pretty awesome. We do a lot of business with Japanese manufacturers, and they invited me to come down to the Golf Fair, and the Golf Fair is basically Asia's largest golf show of the year. So I got to see a lot of cool things, and also discuss new products coming out. So it's always good to go and see what's coming out, the new technologies, because you definitely need to be on top of those things. When you're playing golf.
Yes, and to know that when I'm going to the Aloha Golf Center, that you've got your finger on the pulse, and that's awesome. So in Taiwan, what's up?
Well, I'm just going to kind of check out the local golf scene and see, you know, what's trending over there. I'm not going to say it's strictly for business, you know. This trip is going to be for guilty pleasures, too. I'm taking a little bit of a break.
Good.
And, you know, I'm going to check out the local food scene, too. But definitely we want to see not only what's trending in the U.S., but what's trending all over the world, and especially, you know, in Asia, where golf is getting really hot right now.
Excellent. Speaking of food, finally, I just want to wrap it up with Young's Fish Market is catering our event this evening at Aloha Golf Center. Joey Tadeo is giving us EWGA newcomers to the business of golf, the playing of golf, and some of the gals are brand new. They don't know about all these things, and that's what EWGA is all about, is educating and making women feel more comfortable around golf, and so they understand all this stuff when people talk about it. Young's Fish Market is a Hawaiian food restaurant. Are they on the first floor?
They're on the first floor of our building in the City Square Shopping Center, and they're basically the anchor unit. So they were the first tenant in that shopping center, and they're certainly known for having one of the best Hawaiian food restaurants in the state.
There you go. And they're now open for dinner until 8 o'clock. Monday through Friday. They're doing catering. So if you want an event catered, give Young's Fish Market a call. Tonight we're having beef stew, kalua pig, rice, sweet potato, haupia, lomi salmon, and ahi poke. And they were offering us chicken long rice and lau lau. We had to kind of cut it down because there was so much good food. We didn't think we could eat it all. Joey Tadeo, thanks so much for being on the show. I really enjoy it. Look forward to talking to you in the real near future.
Thank you so much, Danielle. We're looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Excellent. Thanks, Joey. Have a wonderful trip. Travel safe.
Thank you.
Aloha Golf Center, Joey Tadeo, 1286 Kalani Street. Next, we're going to go and we're going to talk with Ken Zitz, First Tee Hawaii, and Kellen Anderson, the executive director of First Tee, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
I've never had an eagle.
Heck, I've never had a birdie.
I would not recognize Jesper Parnavik.
I've never played a round of golf.
But I support the First Tee.
It's teaching my daughter important values.
It gets them off the couch.
He's more patient, focused,
self-confident.
He's just a happier kid.
At the First Tee, we teach kids important values they can take with them from the golf course to their communities and to the rest of their lives.
I didn't know a little golf ball could make such a big difference.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
In 1999, Mary B. Porter King was busy organizing the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association in Hawaii, and on the East Coast, the World Golf Foundation. That's a collaboration of all the golf organizations. The board of directors is Tim Fincham, Pete Bavacqua, Mike Davis, Peter Dawson, Will Jones, George O'Grady, and Mike Wan. You get the picture. They were busy growing the First Tee of America. And in fact, both Mary B. and the gentleman at the time in charge of the First Tee were on my golf show. So the First Tee was created to grow golf in urban areas where disadvantaged children had little room to play and no way to get out and certainly no access to golf. The First Tee sent a man from Washington. He was on my golf show, as I mentioned, talking about the talks he was having in Hawaii, trying to start a First Tee here. But it was an impossibility. Impossible because part of the First Tee organizational requirements for new chapters was a golf course close to the children that were to be assisted in transportation, like a bus line for those children to get to the course. Well, you know, also have to have a golf course willing to do all of this, right? But it wasn't happening. Except there was a man. And by sheer force of will, Ken Zitz founded the First Tee of Hawaii in 2006. Today he is the president of the First Tee, and Kellen Anderson is the executive director. They're both here with us this morning. First, let me say good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning, Danielle.
And Kellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Absolutely. You know, Ken Zitz, what amazing persistence. Did you think you'd ever get it done?
Well, I called, you know, in 1997 when I heard it was starting, just forming up, I called, and the guy answered the phone was Joe Barrow Jr., Joe Louis Barrow, that's the featherweight champion's son, who is our national director. And they were just starting up, and he said, we'll see what we can do. And we kind of stuttered along, and a couple people came out here. We met with some of the PGA section, but we're trying to get something, but nothing really got started until about 2004.
How did you get a golf course? How did you get, you know, who gave you the land?
And that was a hard one. I was called a lot of places, and well, the golf course were all supportive of what we're doing. They said maybe later on, or, you know, we'll see, I guess, you know, the fledgling organization starting up.
Right.
But right down the street from where I live out here on the North Shore, Salvation Army Camp, Camp Homolani, had about 4 acres there. It was kind of vacant. And I talked to them, and they said, sure, we signed a little a facility use agreement, and I roughed in 5 holes, and we had a little clubhouse there, and we started out with 12 kids in 2005. That was our first facility. Of course, now Kellen could tell you better than I can. He keeps track of it. I think we're, Kellen, we're at 14 locations now throughout the state?
Yep, 14 sites on all islands.
So we're just statewide, Kellen. Kellen Anderson is the executive director. You're also a PGA, right?
Yes, I got my PGA membership in 2009.
Excellent. And what First Tee does is it teaches some basic things that people often take for granted in the older demographic. Kids are not necessarily being taught this stuff. It's called confidence, courtesy, honesty, integrity, judgment, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and sportsmanship. And it's interesting when you talk about just simple courtesy. Kellen, how does golf teach courtesy?
Courtesy is built into, you know, one of our lessons throughout the 10-week session. Courtesy is everything from being, you know, quiet when someone's hitting, helping them out, looking for their ball when it's in the bushes, the trees. But we try and tie what they learn on the golf course into other things they do at home, they do at school, other activities. So we're not just teaching them courtesy on the golf course. We try and integrate it, the things they're doing in life. That's the whole philosophy of what we try and teach them.
That's wonderful. It's like when you teach a child to shake hands, you know, look the person in the eye and say hello and shake their hand, give them a firm handshake. Those things aren't necessarily being taught, but I think at First Tee, those are the things that you're teaching our children. Am I correct?
Yes, that's one of our life skills that we teach them every class they show up. So they will all, again, meet and greet everyone there. They'll work on their public speaking. We'll have them do community service things out there. So each lesson, we teach them the core values, the life skills, and a new thing that Annika Sorenstam introduced to the First Tee is the 9 healthy habits. So we're starting to teach them more of how to be healthy, how to eat right, how to stay physical, and how to do things within the community. So it's not just about golf.
Well, yes, it just shows you that golf, you know, the sport of golf is more than the game. And the game teaches people, well, you know, a lot of people don't get it because a lot of people still cheat. But that's where the honesty comes in. How many, you know, times you hit that ball to get it to the green and into the hole isn't necessarily written on the scorecard the correct way by some people. And you teach math and all kinds of things. I've got to go backwards a little bit. Kellen Anderson, PGA, you are a terrific golfer in your own right. You know, you could go on to be the director of golf at a great golf course anywhere you wanted to do this, if that's what you put your mind to. What drew you to the First Tee and working with children, children that don't necessarily have the money to go get themselves all decked out and ready to play the game?
Right. I got my PGA membership in 2009. I worked at 2 very popular facilities as an assistant pro and as a head pro. And just this year, I decided to change gears a little bit and jump on board with Ken. I've been working with the First Tee since 2008, so this was a good opportunity to jump in. And I just like to see the joy in the kids and how much fun they're having out there. And our program, we're not focused on if they could break par or, you know, how well their students, more them having fun and learning these valuable life skills. So just seeing that and the impact that we're having on some of these kids that might not even be able to play golf, I think is more satisfactory for me to just sit in an office and do some of the other things, just to be outdoors and see these kids.
Wonderful. And Ken Zitz, it must be awesome having a young man who wants to step up and I mean, you can only do this so long, right? And you, I don't want to say how old you are, but one gets tired.
I'll tell you, honesty is one of our core values. I'll be 74 next month, April 22nd. So I would send a gift to the first tee on my birthday. That'd be great. I'd be glad to take a donation on behalf of me to the first tee. But 74, two over par. But anyhow, having Kellen in 2007, Matt Hall, then the director of golf at Turtle Bay, Larry Kyle, Kevin Carl, oh gosh, Kellen was a young assistant pro. They all came out to Camp Homolani, our home course, and we did a one-day training session with the national trainer. And it's, that's when I first met, you know, Kellen, and kind of became you know, related to him. And then I'm glad to say he's really a great, you know, right-hand man, and he's doing a great job. And Larry Kyle is doing a pro program. In fact, starts next week at Turtle Bay for the kids up there. So. And Kevin Carl, well, he's down a while. He's helped us donations of things to the first tee. So, yeah, it's 7-8 years ago, but seems like yesterday afternoon. But it's great having Kellen on board. He's got a lot of enthusiasm. He's got a lot of energy, and he's young, and that's what we need.
Exactly. So, yes, because you got kids, and you got to keep up with children.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to an old guy like me.
Well, no, that's not necessarily so. Children love old guys like you. Now let's get to the program. And let's get to the money, raising money. Obviously, are you a 401c3?
501c3, yes.
I mean, 501c3, yes.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization, 501c3. And, of course, all donations are tax-deductible. Mm-hmm. And I'll let Kellen, raising money is always a challenge for nonprofits. I know a lot of nonprofits listening to today would say amen. But so we have to, you know, fund our own program out here. The national gave us a couple of grants when we started out, but, you know, we have the brand and we're on our own, so to speak. Like I went away to college, you know, you got to do it on your own.
Eventually, you've got to get your own money. That's right.
Kellen could tell you and tell the listeners we have a great program. It's called the Ambassador Golf Card. So go ahead, Kellen. You want to tell the listeners about this card?
Sure. We created this Ambassador Card. We figured, how do we get donors a type of gift for their donation? So we created an Ambassador Card. What is this? If they make a donation to our organization for $100, in return, we'll give them a golf card. It can play 18 golf courses on Oahu for a $30 fee, and that includes cart fee. 18 golf courses. You can go to our website and see the list of the golf courses, but you have Turtle Bay is on there.
I've got the full list. Kellen, I've got the full list. Waikele, Turtle Bay Palmer, Turtle Bay Fossio, Royal Kunia, Royal Hawaiian, Pearl Country Club, Olomana, Mililani, Makaha Valley, Bayview, Coral Creek, Eva Beach, Hawaii Country Club, Hawaii Kai Golf Course, Hawaii Prince, Hawakalei, guys, $30. You can play Hawakalei for $30, and Kapolei and Ko'olau. Now, all of those courses, for a $100 donation, you go to these courses. Of course, there are some limits to what time, but they're not like you'd think. I mean, some of them, you can play on the weekends for $30, and you can play all those courses once in the year. It's awesome. Kellen, did you come up with this idea?
We got the idea. We branched off from a first tee chapter in Brunswick County, North Carolina. One of the board members was on our board with Ken in the very beginning, Jim Cosper. He called and said, hey, we have this great idea. We took it, ran with it, and that's how it got started.
Excellent. And did you go to all of the golf courses? These guys really are stepping up. It's awesome to see this kind of collaboration and caring for the first tee.
Yep. Ken and I, we both, June of last year, we launched it, went to every golf course. We sat down, we talked about how this program will benefit us. Also, it'll benefit the golf course, getting more rounds of golf, more people through their facilities, which, you know,
golf courses like, you know, more revenue. So.
Right, right.
So I'd like to tell you one thing on that. One of the golf courses, a great golf course on the island here, Kellen was giving his little pitch, and he started up, and the general manager says, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear what you're telling me. Give me the paper. Where do I sign?
That's fantastic.
So that was the best one. Kellen just started his pitch, and the general manager says, it's all good. I want it.
That's
bang.
So I know that people listening want it, too. Where do they go to get to make their donation so they can get their First Tee Hawaii 2015 ambassador card?
Our website, thefirsttheehawaii.org. It's right on there. It says 2015 ambassador card. You can click on that, and it'll feed you right through registering and donating online.
Wonderful. Again, it's $30 for each course. That's
thefirsttheehawaii.org, and they can do it online, or they can send a check to the address that's there, or some people would rather just call, you know, call Kellen direct at 202-6456. That's on the website, and they can give their card over the phone. You know, some people don't like to put it online. Some would like to just talk directly to the person, and that's all good. So you have three ways to give: online, call Coach Kellen, or send a check, $100 to the First Tee of Hawaii.
Excellent. Now, we're going to take a break and take care of the people who make this show possible. I love my sponsors. And then we're going to talk about the program and how do the kids get into the program and what do you guys do for 10 weeks. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're talking with Ken Zitz, founder and president of the First Tee Hawaii, and Kellen Anderson, executive director of the First Tee Hawaii. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
There's a demo day today. Mizuno is there at Leilahua from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. That's a demo day, Leilahua Golf Course, 10 to 2. Mizuno is going to be on hand. I wish all the different reps would send me their demo day lists, and I could always let you know where, because they're happening a lot. We're talking with Ken Zitz, founder and president of the First Tee Hawaii, Kellen Anderson, the executive director of the First Tee Hawaii, and if you would like to get the First Tee Hawaii 2015 ambassador card and play 18 Hawaii courses, each course will charge you only $30. I think in some cases it's even less. So you donate $100 and you get the ambassador card, you could go play Hawakalei. That's a private course for $30. That's awesome. That's the Ernie Els designed golf course. So, there is a limit to one card per year. So it's not like you can go get yourself a whole bunch of cards. That would be good. Now, there's the program that's starting. The 9 Healthy Habits that Annika Sorenstam is asking all children and parents to teach their children, the 9 Healthy Habits. And children learn confidence and courtesy and honesty, integrity, judgment, perseverance, respect, responsibility, sportsmanship, attention span. That's something that comes with all that. In case you're wondering if your child will ever be able to concentrate on anything for any length of time, it's a 10-week session. when we've got summer coming up pretty soon, when do your sessions start?
We just finished our first 10-week session. We're taking a little break for spring break, and our next one are starting. Our next 10-week sessions start March 29th, which is a Sunday at different sites across the state, and then we do have some Wednesday programs, which are starting April 1st. And I'll go for 10 consecutive weeks, and it goes all the way through the summertime.
What time of day is the March 29th one?
March 29th, most sites are starting at 3 p.m., 3 to 4 p.m. Some sites are 2 to 3 p.m. So if you go to our website, it has a whole list of the different sites we're at. You click on the site, and it'll tell you more details about each location, the starting times,
okay,
and the dates.
How about Wednesday? Is that after school?
Yes, Wednesday schools get out typically early, so our programs are 3 to 4 o'clock at most of the sites. And Hickam Air Force Base, we have a program that starts 2 to 3 o'clock.
Excellent. How do you get to all these places?
I'm at every single one. No, we have lead coaches. We have coaches that are trained. We have a whole bunch of volunteers. So me and Ken are not at every site, but we try our best to go around and help out. But we do have really good coaches at each site.
And this is Inter-Island. It's not just on Oahu. And right now you are on multiple stations. In fact, I can go do our station identification. KPUA in Hilo, KGU Honolulu, AM, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, and KGU FM Honolulu. So right now you're talking statewide to everybody. So they're all hearing about this fabulous program, The First Tee, and it's for children. Now, how much does it cost?
So typically, it's a real low cost. Normally, for the whole 10 weeks, a registration fee will vary from $75 for the whole 10 weeks to $50, somewhere in that range, depending on the location. The child will get a hat, a First Tee hat, a shirt. They'll get all the learning material. We give them little work booklets. We have clubs. We have all the equipment they need. So that all comes with that small registration fee.
So this is a 10-week session. You can go online to the website, and it is, I've just lost it, thefirsttheehawaii.org, thefirsttheehawaii.org. It'll tell you where the sessions are being held, which golf courses, and when, and how to register. And the next one is starting up March 29th. That's real soon, isn't it? It's just a couple weeks, even less,
yeah.
Right? And the, yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Daniel, the first, F-I-R-S-T, not to insult anybody, but sometimes people put number one S-T, but they don't get anything.
That's
so
right.
The F-I-R-S-T-T-E-E, the first T spelled out.
Okay, let's go back to March 29th. We know that's the next time, and then Wednesday, April 1st. So there's a Sunday and a Wednesday 10-week session, and for $50 to $75, depending on which golf course is participating, that gets you a hat and a shirt, and they've got the clubs, so you don't have to worry about, you've got to go get clubs for the kid. No, because that's a very expensive undertaking for parents who are already squeezed in our economy, actually the economy across the country.
Sure.
And the First Tee Hawaii has the 2015 ambassador card. And what about volunteers? Can I go online? Is there a place where I can volunteer to help?
I think the best thing, Danielle, Ken, here is that if they would just call Coach Kellen Anderson or email him. His email is on our site. That's where we normally get their contact information. Then he'll meet with them and talk to them and do the training. And, of course, all our volunteers, we do background investigations. That's required by our national, but it's not a problem. But yes, we certainly like volunteers. The more the merrier. We could use them at all our sites.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Have I left anything out? Is there anything else you want to add?
No, but Danielle, if I could, recently and gave me the impetus to start. When I was at Schofield Barracks, attending a chapel there, we have been for 20 some years, I started a chapel junior golf program in 1999. I went to Kalakaua and talked to Mike Aoki, who just recently passed away, PGA golf pro. And he said, let's get it going. And, thank the good Lord for Mike Aoki, his support, to get me started with about 20 or 30 kids every Tuesday at Kalakaua. And we just, Mike passed away this January. He was a great supporter of the First Tee when we started out. And I really appreciate, you know, his help. And now he's with the good Lord. And the other guy I'd like to really tip my hat to, he's been wonderful over the years, is David Ishii, Pearl Country Club. When I ran Camp Mukilea, I started a junior golf program, and David said, bring the kids down. And he did a three-hour clinic for 12 little golfers. Mm-hmm. And more recently, David, this past Sunday, volunteered his time doing a clinic for the kids at the Hickam Par 3. So I thank people, the PGA pros who support the first tee statewide.
Wonderful. I was following David Ishii when I was, back in the in the 80s when he was doing so well on the Japan tour. And I always mentioned on air in sports that David Ishii won, or he came, you know, whatever place where he placed. My news director would say, nobody plays golf, nobody cares. And I said, yes, they do. Yes, they do. It's David Ishii. Of course they do. So, thanks so much for being on the air with me, Ken Zitz. Our sponsors, they're the only reason why this golf show is on. The golf radio show that wouldn't exist without the people who pay. I do not get any money for doing the show. So thank you for being on, and I appreciate Kevin Anderson for your time. I might ask you if you would do a clinic for the EWGA gals who are getting together, who are getting ready for our tournament that's going to be at the Clipper Course. We have our annual EWGA championship, and that is a qualifier to go on to the national championship. So maybe I'll reach out and see if you've got time.
Sure, absolutely. Just let me know when and where. I'll be there.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for being on the show. Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be back after this, and we're going to be going to Kauai Lagoons. Okay, if you can go to my golf site, it's radiogolfclub.com. And the picture of the Kauai Lagoons. The Kauai Lagoons, the only Jack Nicklaus designed course on Kauai. It's absolutely spectacular. And then you can think about and look at that picture and think about being there, because, you know, your mind is a powerful tool to get you to where you want to go. And maybe you'll be there at the Kauai Lagoons in no time. I'll try to make it feel like it is. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quick response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in sport plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Okay, I want you to imagine a beautiful green hill overlooking a gorgeous blue bay, and just in the distance is a lighthouse, red and white. And you're standing above, and the sky is with little blue clouds, little white clouds, and there's a beautiful blue bay. and there's the lighthouse. Doesn't that feel good? I mean, just take yourself away. Go play at Kauai Lagoons. That's immediately what I said when I saw the picture. We're going to talk to you. You think you're busy? Okay, listen to this. This gentleman is the regional manager of Billy Casper Golf, the Hawaii and Asia Pacific regional manager. He's the golf program director at Punahou School. He oversees all levels of the golf programs at Punahou. He's a PGA, which means he's a professional golf association member. He's the general manager of Ka'anapali Golf Resort. He's the VP business development man behind 808golf.com. He's a board member at Lanakila Pacific and Hawaii Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And now he's going to be managing, because Billy Casper Golf is now managing Kauai Lagoons. Ed Kageyama, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you very much. And Billy Casper, he passed, didn't he? He died recently.
He did, a few weeks ago, unfortunately.
Sad. That was sudden, wasn't it?
He had some declining health issues, but relatively healthy, mobile. He was in and out of the hospital a little bit toward the end, but he was released prior to his passing. And he looked pretty good.
Yes.
Sounded pretty good, but yeah, just some complications due to some health issues, and then he passed.
Well, he was wonderful because, you know, I remember seeing him and the Wounded Warrior Project had just had the annual world's largest golf outing, and I thought it was on television. I thought I saw him there at one of the courses, and he looked great. And then when I heard that he died, I was quite shocked. But let's talk about this golf course, just minutes from Lihue Airport, situated with an upscale resort. Of course, we all know the resort. 27 holes, Kauai Lagoons, top 50 golf resorts, named top 50 golf resorts by Golf World, the top 125 golf resorts in the U.S. by Condé Nast Traveler, the world's most beautiful golf courses by MSN Travel. I like this course because it's 27, which means you can play nines. This is great.
Yeah, it is. It gives you a lot of options. You know, they have a nice plan out there with the new ownership out of the resort. It is a beautiful property, as you said, and that is my favorite hole too. Is that out there on the point with a little lighthouse in the background, and you know, we're really excited to be a part of it, and hopefully, you know, this is going to be a new chapter in the property and the resort in Kauai. So it's a fun time.
Is Kauai Lagoons owned by a new owner? Did you say?
Yeah, there was a new owner that came in. They bought the property effective January 1st, and that's when we were engaged with them, and so it's been a learning process for everybody, and especially for us. And we came in a little late on the game, you know, they have some beautiful plans for it, and hopefully this will be the time that the Ash Resort will, you know, see all their plans and, you know, come to fruition, and everything will thrive, and tourism on Kauai, you know, will be, you know, healthy and great.
Well, I think Kauai has the perfect model when it comes to tourism, because all the golf courses get together and promote Kauai as a destination. So it's not just, you know, the Kauai Lagoons out there on its own. It's Poipu and the Makai, you know, and Prince Course and Kiahuna or Puakea, whoever. It seems like everybody works together to bring people to Kauai to play golf. That seems it's win-win.
Kauai has taken on sort of that rising tides type of mentality, and you know, if everyone does well and the island does well in tourism, that everyone will succeed. And we have been involved. One of our departments at Billy Casper Golf, called Buffalo Communications, has been involved with the Kauai Visitors Bureau and their golf co-op for probably over maybe about 10 years or so,
mm-hmm.
Helping to market and promote Kauai as a golf destination.
Yeah, I've often wondered why all the other islands don't follow suit. Seems like the perfect thing. But let's talk about the Billy Casper Golf will inject new programming and special events to add excitement to guest experiences. And I was wondering, what's in that sentence? You know, the inject new programming and special events. Can you give us some idea?
Sure. With our size of, we're the largest domestic golf management company in the U.S., and we have over 150 golf courses in 22 states, with active about 4 million golfers within our system, and it allows us to leverage sort of that customer database to direct market to them, and they're all highly qualified golfers and customers. And as we all know, golfers tend to travel a lot, and they like to travel and play. And it allows us to go out into market into these into their homes while they're at home, suffering through the winter, show them beautiful pictures of Kauai, and wanting to be there. And so some of these things, our size of our company, the economies of scale, allows us to actually go ahead and do some of these direct market programs.
Well, I want to know what the special events are.
Special events. Well, it's we're discussing that, and one of the great things that we have over there is space, because it's not fully built out. We have the 27 holes, of which right now 18 are open for play right now, that we have space. And so, you know, some of the things we're thinking about is, you know, chip and putt course, short course for families.
Excellent.
We're thinking about a foot course, a foot golf course.
Yeah, so fun.
We're actually doing a dog event.
Okay.
Out there.
A dog event?
Yeah.
You can bring your dog to the course?
It'll be a walking, it'll be a fundraiser. You know how you have a charity walk?
Uh-huh.
It'll be a charity walk with your dog. You bring your dog.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And a fundraiser. For that, and so it just because we have the space and access, we provide access to people that we're able to be more flexible in what we do and be a lot more creative.
Jump right into that. The special events that's happening at Kauai Lagoons. Awesome. There's the Kiele Mauka, Kiele Moana, and Waikahe. Which one is closed?
Well, Waikahe is closed right now.
That's the one. Okay, so you'll be playing. You could play Kiele Mauka, and then the next day Kiele Moana. You can play both of them, but you know, nine holes is nice for me.
Yep, that's what I say. Is about 12 holes is about my quota. I go downhill after 12.
It's like, okay, I'm tired. No, actually, after nine holes, I'm not tired, and that's the beauty of it. Kauai is, you know, you've got your hands on Kauai now, but Ka'anapali Golf Courses, you're the general manager at Ka'anapali. You're hosting the men's and women's U.S. Open qualifiers on May 9th. Awesome. Where are they going to play? Which course?
It'll be on the Royal Course, and this is the first time that the men's and women's qualifiers will be simultaneous. So we're looking forward to that, and we'll see how it works. And the ladies are playing 36 holes because it's a sectional. And so the winners, the qualifiers from that event at Ka'anapali will go directly into the U.S. Women's Open. For the men's, it's a regional. They'll still have one more step to go into the sectional before they get into the U.S. Open. They'll be playing 18 holes. So we'll tee off the women first, the men, and then the women will come back around and tee off again.
That Robert Trent Jones North course is a royal. Is that the Royal Course now?
Royal,
right?
Course, yes.
Yeah,
Royal Course.
It's spectacular. Jack Nicklaus has said so many nice things about the course. Tell us a little bit about the geography of it.
You know, when you look at the face of it, it looks very benign. It looks like it could be a very easy course, wide open. You know, it was designed in the late 50s, built and finished in the early 60s, and so it has a little, what I would feel more of a classic type of look to it. We've maintained the rail runway fair tee boxes out there that he had originally. We kept a lot of integrity of his original design as much as we could. You know, from today's standards, it would be quote-unquote short by yardage,
mm-hmm.
but it plays And so we wanted to keep that type of character to it. But it plays a lot harder than people think.
Than it looks, exactly. So the sectional for the U.S. Women's Open, that's fabulous, is going to be held at the Royal Anapali course, and then the qualifier for the men also. All of this on May 9th. That's a Saturday, and you better go check out, find out exactly when you have to be registered by. I think it's 11 o'clock Hawaii time, so you can't wait. Whatever day it is that is the day when you have to enter by, don't wait till 6
right.
o'clock. You'll be too late.
The deadline posting rate is East Coast time, so that's a lot of people miss that.
Exactly, exactly. Ed Kageyama, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back and take a trip to, yes, we're taking another trip. We're going to go to Phoenix, and it's the Founders Cup. Ron Cyrak, the executive, well, actually the senior writer for Golf Digest, he's going to be with us to tell us exactly what's happening at the Founders Cup. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
I've never had an eagle.
Heck, I've never had a birdie.
I would not recognize Jesper Parnovic.
I've never played a round of golf.
But I support the first tee.
It's teaching my daughter important values.
It gets them off the couch.
He's more patient, focused.
Self-confident.
He's just a happier kid.
At the first tee, we teach kids important values they can take with them from the golf course to their communities and to the rest of their lives.
I didn't know a little golf ball could make such a big difference.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is today. And kids, at 8:30, get underway or get there by 8:30. Get your mom out the door at 8 o'clock. Get there by 8:30. The clinic starts at 9. It's free. PGA professionals, Princeville Makai Course, Puakea, Hawaii Prince, Ko'olau, Ko'olina, Olomana, Turtle Bay, Waiehu, Ka'anapali, Wailea, both the Emerald and Gold courses, Hilo Muni, and Mauna Kea, all taking part in the Hawaii Junior Golf Day. Okay, enjoy, and drag your parents over there, because they'll get information on the roadmap to junior golf. All right, now we're going to go and talk with Ron Cyrak. He is senior writer for Golf Digest. He is the author of books like Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. I recommend you get this book. Okay, you can get it at Amazon. He's also the PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient. He was on his way to Ocala. And then the blizzard of 2015 hit Boston and just completely stopped him in his tracks. Literally, the snow wouldn't let him out. Ron Cyrak is at the Founders Cup in Phoenix, Arizona, a fitting location considering the transformation you've undergone with the heart operation, the recovery, your healthy grandson born, and you're back on the road. Mr. Cyrak, it must be wonderful for you.
Yes, it is. It's nice to be here in 85-degree heat, and it's been nice to very nice to get the warm welcome back from the players, who none of whom I've seen since last July. And, you know, they were all aware of the procedures that I went through with my heart, and they've been very, very generous in welcoming me back. It's It's a thrill to be here.
I can tell because on Twitter you can follow Ron at Ron Cyrak. Very easy. His last name is spelled S-I-R-A-K, Ron Cyrak. You can follow him and see his photographs from the events that he covers. And you look absolutely shining. You're so happy. I can tell you're excited to be back with the, on the tour. And you look great. You look so invigorated. It's wonderful. But tell us, LPGA in Phoenix for the 2015 JTBC Founders Cup at the Wildfire Golf Club, JW Marriott, Phoenix, Desert Ridge Resort and Spa, giving everybody a little credit there. I understand it was rain delayed and then had to shut down because it got dark. What's it been like at Wildfire?
Yeah, we had a four-hour delay on Thursday, and we're still playing catch-up. They've just finished the second round a few minutes ago. Looks like the third round will go off two tees, threesomes. There was still a significant number of players made the cut, I think 82, something like that. So we're not going to finish today. There'll be some people going to come out and probably have an hour of play tomorrow morning. But Dan should be back on schedule for an on-time finish in the TV window Sunday afternoon. The leaderboard is another leaderboard that speaks to how many great young players there are on tour right now. Stacey Lewis at 30 is the old lady here. We've got 19-year-olds, 23-year-olds, 22-year-olds all over the place at the top of the leaderboard.
Did Michelle Wee make the cut?
She did, by rolling in a long putt on the last hole.
Wow.
Yes, she did.
I was afraid, I thought, how is she going to make the cut? With a long putt, tell us about it.
I had to knock in a bird on the last, and she's has been off to a fairly slow start to her season. If you look at the big four players coming in, three of them, NB Park, Stacey Lewis, Lydia Ko, have already been on form early in the season. Michelle's been a little less consistent, but she tends to be a slow starter, and I think that we're going to see her get her game back into gear. I just continue to be impressed with the burst of maturity that's emerged in her as a person since her 4 years at Stanford University. That was truly a life-changing experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. Some players do, when they start the season, seem to come out and have a longer time shaking off the rust than others. Others start out the gun, but then I don't know. It's interesting. It's just different people operate in different ways. But we do have the big three. It's Lydia Ko yet. Is it Lydia Ko with NB Park and Stacey Lewis? Who's the big three?
Yeah, those, you got them right there. I mean, NB, Stacey, and Lydia Ko are just astoundingly consistent, and that's what separated them away from everybody else, and even Michelle in that regard, because Michelle is not as consistent as they are. They're just always in the top 10. They're always in the hunt. You look at them. Lydia starts this year, tied for second, tied for seventh, first, second, and whatever happens here. Those are pretty good. She has not shot a round of every round of golf she's played this year has been under par.
When I said the top three at Lydia Ko, it was like, really? Lydia Ko, wait, she just started. just started this game, and here she is, one of the top. Stacey Lewis, did you say Stacey's 30?
Yes, Stacey just turned 30 last month. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And then NB Park, of course, who on 1 year was like a machine. She couldn't do no wrong. Her putter was amazing.
There's a lesson from NB Park to every recreational player out there is the only thing impressive about her game is she keeps her ball out of trouble, she keeps her composure, and she makes putts. She doesn't knock your socks off in any way except those three things, and those three things really, really can bring you a lot of success.
Yeah. One player that's not there, a couple of players not there, and her name just went right out of my head. I can't believe that's happened.
Suzanne Patterson?
But she's a statuesque American and just like Suzanne Patterson.
Lexi?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Why isn't Lexi playing?
You got to take some time off somewhere along the lines, and that's a problem. They just came off a pretty tough Asia swing of going through Australia, Thailand, Singapore. And now they're starting a string of three in a row here that goes into the first major of the year, the ANA Inspiration, the old Dinah Shore tournament. Lexi's the defending champ in that tournament, and I would imagine that she's constructed her schedule to try to have her game peak that week.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Kari Webb's defending here at champion. Isn't she because she won the first Founders Cup in 2011?
Yeah, this tournament's had an impressive list of winners. We've had Kari Webb twice, Yanni Sen, and Stacey Lewis win. So the four times they've played the event, they've produced four really, really incredible winners. Kari, by the way, looks terrific. She's lost some weight. She's clearly been working out over the off season, and you know, she's now got more than 20 years on tour, but she doesn't look like she's ready to start dialing it back too much yet, although she did tell me earlier in the week that she might start playing some fewer tournaments this year.
Limit the schedule. It's great that the LPGA is doing so well that the women are able to build a schedule that gives them some time off. They can actually, before it was, we have to play everything.
Well, 3 years ago when they only had 23 tournaments, they had half the year built in as a off week. So it's clearly a nice problem for Commissioner Mike Wann to have so many tournaments on his schedule that players are going to have to miss some of them.
And this tournament started as a fundraiser for charity, really, with all of the players giving their winnings to the charity of their choice?
Yeah, there was no purse that first year, no prize money, but there were donations made to the players who fished in the top 10. Donations we've made in their name to their designated charities. You know, it's since grown into, I think, a really special event. They honor not only the founders here, but they honor past legends. This where Donna Capone, Judy Rankin are being honored this week, and Sandra Palmer. They have a legends exhibition every year. Betsy King and Patty Sheehan and Pat Bradley are here to play in it. I've spoken with all of them this week. And it's really fun. It sort of feels like a women's version of the Masters tournament in that when you show up, you see all these past stars out there as well.
That's wonderful. What did anyone say something to you about today's game versus yesterday's that struck you? I'm wondering how they look at today, the LPGA, versus when they were playing.
You know, it's interesting. I think that probably what they would say, and I think it's similar in both the women's game and the men's game, which is the depth of talent is much deeper. If you go down, you know, number 156, or in this tournament is 132 players in the field, number 132 is a better player than number 132 would have been 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But I think that almost all the players, the veteran players certainly, would say the top 10 today aren't necessarily better than the top 10 that were back in the 90s. Because you look at that time, and I really think from 75 to 95 was a real golden era for the LPGA that gets overlooked a little bit. There were probably a dozen Hall of Fame players who were playing out here at that time, with Amy Alcott and Betsy King and Beth Daniel and Joanne Carner was still playing. It was just a time of enormous talent.
And I'm struck by sort of the blasé, you know, the way Lydia Ko comports herself and the way the young players, it's almost like they don't feel any pressure. They just seem to be, they almost take it for granted that they're going to succeed. It's a given.
Well, you know, when Lydia was 16 years old when she applied for LPGA membership, and there's a minimum age rule of 18. And when Commissioner Mike Wann considers petitions for exemptions to the age rule, he considers three things. Can you compete out here? Clearly Lydia could. She'd already won two LPGA tournaments. Can you survive financially out here? Clearly Lydia was going to get endorsement deals as soon as she turned pro. But the third and really deciding factor is, are you mature enough to survive in an adult world, a world of pro-ams, a world of social functions, a world of media obligations? And Lydia Ko has not just in her game, but in her behavior out here, exceeded expectations. She's mature way beyond her years. has an incredible sense of humor, and, you know, shakes off bad shots with a laugh. And, you know, when your head's screwed on that straight, you're not going to be led astray.
I just wonder, is there a point, has she been challenged with losses, you know, a challenge to have to overcome a defeat?
Well, you know, I think that's a great point. I remember in 1997 at the peak of Tiger Mania, Jack Nicklaus saying, let's see how Tiger handles it when he has to struggle. Well, we waited 15 years until he had the struggle. But what we've seen is that he's having trouble with struggling. You know, he's not used to having to play from behind. And yes, Lydia, you know, we'll learn a lot more about her when she has her first slump, you know, and has to play her way out of it. That's when you find out what the true mechanics are, the mental makeup is of a player. But right now, she just seems so grounded as a human being that I can't imagine anything knocking her off course.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. We watch people and they're just like NB Park. Yeah, that year was amazing, and she just kept winning and kept winning, and she was winning majors, and was she going to win them all that year? And she could possibly not sink a putt. And then,
bam. I'll throw the one word of caution out there, though, on all this, and that's Yanni Sen, you know?
I know. I was looking
before at her. Before her 24th birthday, at the age of 23, she had 15 wins and 5 majors, and she's had none since then. And, you know, it's just baffling. I've never seen a player, male or female, with that much talent and that much accomplishment have the wheels come off so completely, so quickly.
Yeah, she shot 75, 77, 8 over par. And it's just, for a while I thought she was, earlier this year, she seemed to be coming back. She seemed to have something, that something.
Yeah, she played well in a couple of stops in Asia, and she started working out. She's using the same physical trainer that Michelle Wee uses, and she's been trying to get back in shape and build a stronger core so she can hold on with her swing better.
Ah, yes.
And she was making some progress in that direction, but this week was a real setback for her. She shot 8 over par on a course that has been playing very, very easily because of how soft it was from the rain earlier in the week, and the fact that they played 36 holes of lift clean in place. You know, they were just everybody was shooting under par.
Yeah, but everybody was kind of tired too. It's interesting how I hadn't really thought about until someone brought it up that a golfer has a routine, and the routine is whatever it is: eat, work out, you know, play, then whatever it is. And when you go into these time delays because of weather, whatever it happens to be, it throws your schedule off. It's your whole routine.
Yeah, on Thursday, you know, they didn't know it rained overnight, and the maintenance staff really didn't know the course was unplayable until sun came up. So the people who had the early tee times were here. They were up at 4:30 in the morning. They're at the course. They're ready to play. And then they sit around. The first delay was 2 hours. Then they realized they couldn't get the course ready. So it was a 4-hour delay. And the players who were already here had to sit around for 4 hours waiting to get out there. Then the next day, the players who had to finish their rounds, I was talking to Lydia Ko. She had to get up at 4:50 in the morning to get over here and play 31 holes of golf. Those are the things sometimes that fans don't really think about that players, golfers are very much creatures of habit and routine. And you get a little weather thrown in and your routine's thrown out of whack.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, you can't, it's not like you can do anything during the 4 hours. You certainly can't go exercise. You burn yourself out. Laying around makes your body cold, you know, your muscles aren't prepared to go back and play. It's just a difficult situation. I was checking out something that Sandra Gall did this week, and I really thought it was very cool. She said something about wanting to make a difference in and contribute to girls' golf. That's a big part of this week, isn't it? It's not just remembering the people who created the LPGA Tour. It's also about bringing young women into the game.
Yeah, the LPGA Girls Golf Program, which they do in conjunction with the USGA, now has 50,000 girls in it, and that's in 5 years ago they had 5,000. So it continues to grow enormously. Brittany Lincicome, along with Gall, with Tiffany Joe, with Stacey Lewis, with Lizette Salas, are very, very involved with that program. And it's terrific to see that the current players giving back to the game as a way almost of honoring the founders and what the founders did for them by creating this tour. But the whole idea of there are so many good role models out there right now for girls' golf, and I frankly think that the girls' golf probably offers the greatest hope for the next boom in the growth of participation of recreational players in this country.
Absolutely.
And I think we're going to see that.
I hope so. That's where we have our EWGA clinic tonight for club fitting. We're just doing so much to and Hawaii Golf Day for kids, the youth golf day, all free so kids can go to the golf courses and just learn. And parents are told, you know, these are the steps for junior golf and just getting them involved. It's really quite wonderful. And I certainly hope more women. I was talking with John Paul Newport, and he went out on a buddy trip with 63 women. And after his buddy trip, he said, "I don't know why more women don't play this game, because it's perfect for women. They get outside. They get to socialize. They get to walk. Women always enjoy fitness. And they can either take the game seriously or not, but they're usually having fun. And they make fun of guys who take too long on the putting green. They just put their, you know, stand up to the putter and go." So,
well, there's a lot of unique programs out there. There's, you know, wine and nine programs where, you know, where women's leagues have, you know, the bottles of wine on each tee and stuff. And they start out as purely social things. And then people get hooked on the game and they want to keep playing. I think the real positive thing out there is for virtually all of the movers and shakers in the golf industry right now, women are on a front burner. You look at it, Augusta National has women members now. The Royal and Ancient Golf Club has women members now. The USGA has Diana Murphy in line to probably be the next president of that organization. Susie Whaley's in line to be an eventual president of the PGA of America.
Awesome.
So I think we're seeing it, all these organizations starting to realize. And if you look at it, Danielle, I remember 15 years ago, the McKinsey Group did a study, and they found out the number one reason women didn't play more golf, more important than time, more important than the cost, was that they didn't feel like it was a welcoming, nurturing atmosphere. And I think that's definitely true. Men need to make women feel more comfortable on the golf course. And it's much, much easier for a man to show up at a course as a single and get paired with other people than it is for a woman.
And we're changing. We're changing that. Do you go next, Ron?
I go home for 10 days, and I go to the Masters.
Oh, you're going to be at the Masters. Oh, will you please join me on the show when you're at the Masters?
Absolutely, certainly, yep. That's the Wednesday night at the Masters. I pick up my PGA Lifetime Achievement Award, and I'll be happy to come on your show on Saturday.
Thank you so much, because I have to thank the people who make it possible for us to talk.
All right. Thank
Aloha,
you,
Ron. Thank you. And thank you to my sponsors. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. You can monitor them from your laptop, your phone, anywhere in the world. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and the discounts. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're building a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, just call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course. They've got the bum run for cancer going on today. And so the last tee time is 1:20. The range is going to close at 1:30, but there's a 9:30 and 11 o'clock. It's the bum run for cancer. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Get them all on your property, your home, your business. They'll assess where your weaknesses are. They'll put protection in place. Get the Star Team on your property. It is Star Protection, what you need. And they're here in Hawaii, of course, but also in California. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.